Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 21st of November, 2016. The title, Innovations, Winners, and Losers. As promised, I thought I would spend some time this week talking about some of the innovations I have witnessed over the years. When I was a co-op student, about 21 years old, I was sent to a factory in Williamsburg, Virginia that makes two-piece beer cans for the brewery next door. It is still there, but it was brand new at the time. I was sent out of desperation. The company I worked for was short-staffed. We built washing machines that washed off the drawing compounds after the cans were formed and prepped them for printing. This was a warranty call. Each of the three machines we had there had six sets of fans on top of them to blow off the wash solution between each stage. The fan shafts were breaking because they were on three bearings and had never been aligned. Three machines times six fan sets times three bearings, 54 bearings and 18 shafts needed to be changed. We had made the new shafts larger, but due to the larger shafts and the misalignment problem, there were four holes in 1/8-inch stainless steel walls that needed to be enlarged. This was being done with a small hole punch that one operated by engaging a bolt with a socket on a ratchet handle. One of our so-called professional service people had made a trip, accomplished nothing, and declared due to the facility's outage schedule it would take a year to change out all the shafts. I made one trip, changed out a critical one, and went home to gather supplies. This facility worked a crazy schedule, noon to midnight and midnight to noon. I had recognized the hole punch was the limit to getting the work done. When I arrived there at the shop, I took a couple of old broken shafts, welded one to the bolt head on the hole punch, and welded another crossways on the opposite end as a T-handle. Now I could reach the difficult spots and apply all the leverage I needed. I started at noon on a 24-hour shutdown. The factory gave me one helper. Two shafts had been replaced, one by me and one on another previous trip, so I had 16 to go. My helper and I got seven done by midnight. A fresh helper came in then, and by then I was motivated. We pressed on and got the other nine done by 11:30 a.m. Innovation saved the day. The customer was happy. Now, I don't think this could be done today. First off, I am not 21 years old, but more importantly, we were working on a slope surface 12 feet in the air. Today, we would have to be tied off.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tear Master?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master!
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes. Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master Aerator. The patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Air Master Aerator. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
A few years later, I was working on a new manufacturing module for a new design of feminine products in Missouri. We had a machine called the CCLI, Carton Closer Leaflet Inserter. The carton was presented to this machine loaded with product. Printed instruction leaflets came off a roll, were folded, and inserted in the carton, whereupon the open end of the carton was glued shut. The problem was the mechanism that slid the folded leaflet into the carton. It consisted of a series of chains with little posts that protruded up through a slotted bed. Keeping the chains exactly aligned and the slotted bed components exactly even was impossible. I decided I could do the job with a couple of timing belts backed by steel runners that would squeeze the leaflet and shove it into the box. My design took us from about 10 moving parts that needed all sorts of finicky adjustments to 2 moving parts and a smooth plate. Worked like a charm, except the mechanics liked to fool with this piece of equipment. They made a case, statistically, that the old system was more reliable than the new. They won. Another decade, and I'm in northeastern Ohio in an old folding boxboard mill. 3 folding boxboard machines making a whopping 333 tons per day. All 3 machines had winders. 1 machine had a decent sheeting system with a flying knife. 1 of the other machines in another room had an old sheeter with a fixed bed knife. The fixed bed knife sheeter caused dusting problems and lots of rejects for the printers. We had more sheeting business than we could handle on the 1 machine with a good sheeter. I got an idea. I put an unwind stand in the basement under the good sheeter. I built some carts that would take full reels from the machines in the other room through the basement to the new unwind stand. The sheet was fed up through a slot in the floor to the sheeter upstairs and allowed it to be utilized when the machine which it was aligned with was making rolls. We called the whole thing the Underground Railroad. Successful? Well, yes and no. At the same time this was going on, we had a super sharp mill manager who eventually became the site manager. He kept improving production on the machines. Eventually, he got production up to 500 tons per day on 2 machines, and with no capital, I might add, and removed a 3rd machine that had the fixed bed knife sheeter. He no longer needed the Underground Railroad because he saw a bigger picture and bigger opportunities than I did. I could go on, and I could talk about innovations in management and other aspects of our business. However, I think you get the idea. Big or small, innovations can be very impactful. What do you think? Please take our quiz this week online and let us know your thoughts. For safety this week, innovating how we interact with machinery can make it safer for us all. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.